Folks, we're rolling and we're going to get going here in a minute. Okay, welcome everyone. Today is Tuesday, January 26th, 2016. We're located at the Morbay Veterans Hall at 4 p.m. And this is a special meeting. It's a study session for goals and objectives for FY 2016. And course of business will just be, this is a continuation of a previous study session prior to our last council meeting. And so we'll continue through this. We'll pick up where we left off. And part of that, we'll open up with public comment. There will be time. This is a process. We'll be going through this, so it'll come back to council one more time. But from a study sessions perspective, I'll open it up for public comment, and then folks hopefully have been reviewing what we have on our latest agenda and objectives, and then we'll go from there and have our staff open up with their presentation. So with that, we do have a quorum of all council members. Thank you. And we'll call the meeting to order, and we'll move to public comment. For those who would like to speak, please come forward.
Good afternoon. My name is Robert Davis. I live in Morro Bay. I would like to propose an additional objective that we name one of our public parks after the man who founded our town, Franklin Riley. Franklin Riley founded the town of Morro Bay and built the first house in 1864. In 1872, he laid out a town site, and he built a wharf and a warehouse as a shipping point for the local farmers who produced grain, wool, cheese, and lumber. He planted cypress trees and eucalyptus trees to tame the blowing sand, and he built a nursery, raised seedlings, and encouraged people to plant additional trees. I would like to see city staff reach out to the Historical Society and to the Citizens Beautification and Heritage Committee and offer to build a partnership with them that will result in memorializing the man who built the first house in Morro Bay and who laid out what is now the main downtown business section of our city. Thank you.
Thank you, Red.
Good afternoon. My name is Peggy Mandeville, and I'm a Morro Bay resident. And I would like to support Goal 8, Objective B, the community pool planning efforts. And I would like to volunteer my time to assist the city in any way to bring this goal forward. And I'll leave my contact information with city staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Peggy.
My name is Bill LaFay. Thank you for allowing us the opportunity to speak on your objectives and goals. I would like to be here to put on record that I'd like to see goal number 10, K and G, tabled until a later time. I think that the city has enough on their plate to accomplish some existing goals and objectives. To add those two, I think it's working now, and I'd like to have that tabled. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Mr. Mayor. Can I just ask, there's a couple of versions floating around. Those two goals might have been different. I want to make sure I know. If you could just refer to them by name, Bill.
Sorry. The K I have is the lease management office reorganization, and G being the harbor maintenance, evaluating transfer harbor maintenance to public works. So those two. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Mayor, City Council, and City Staff. My name is Jeremiah O'Brien, representing the Morro Bay Commercial Fishermen's Organization. And I was also speaking to the same issues as Bill just addressed. Goal 10, Issue K and G. And just wanted to say that the Morro Bay Harbor Department is one of the greatest harbor departments that I've ever run into up and down this coast or any other coast in the country for that matter, and that is shared by all those who live here and visit us. I'm sure not all, but 99.9%. We would be very, very disappointed to see anything disrupt the harbor operation the way it is. The people involved in the harbor work as a unit. They're a family, and it would be a pity to break up that family. Myself and those of us that I'm in touch with haven't seen any reason. It seems like they're doing a terrific job, best that we know of, and we haven't seen any reason to disrupt the continuity of an office like that. It's a well-oiled machine, and and any disruptions, I feel, would disrupt the whole operation. And also with the harbor maintenance, very early on, well, years ago, I believe the late 60s, early 70s, the harbor maintenance was performed by the city at that time, and it was a disaster. I love the harbor maintenance. I mean, I love the maintenance guys. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to have this misunderstood. The maintenance guys we have here, the people taking care of our parks and streets and everything, are besides very capable. They're super people. Really like them a lot. But the harbor knows what's happening in the harbor. They do a very good job of keeping up with what needs to be done. And I think I just don't want to see any disruption down there myself. And I think they're doing a great job. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. I'm Erica Crawford, speaking as CEO, President of the Morro Bay Chamber of Commerce. I'm just looking to speak to you all about Goal 6 and to share with you that our chamber had our first retreat in probably over 6 years just yesterday at the Green Lotus Center. It was very positive. We worked on our strategic planning for 2016. We set goals and objectives of our own to be assessed at year's end. Looking at Section D under Goal 6, Section D being business information on website, I was very happy to see that the Chamber of Commerce does have a little blurb there. The website link does not work, so if you could maybe just get that updated, I'll work with city staff to get that updated. But I was looking at collaboration and communicating to the council and to city staff that we're excited about collaborating with items D, E, F, and M on the revised as of January 19th. Thank you very much.
Sorry, same.
Thank you.
Same thing. Could I just ask that we refer to those by name? Thank you.
Yeah, totally. So Goal 6, Item D, business information on website. E, business incentives. F, commercial real estate inventory. I will actually share that that was one of the goals that the Chamber had on their own, so definitely if we could collaborate on that. And M, Morro Bay as a destination. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Council and Mayor Linda Merrill. Can I comment on what's in this report, the read it out?
Absolutely.
Things?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Thanks. On N6, you took out the Discover Your Better Nature. Is that incorporated somewhere else, or is that truly eliminated?
At this time, it's eliminated, but we'll discuss that. So if you make your comments on that, we'll take those, Linda.
I think it just helps to convey our appreciation for the wildlife and not just the commercial ideas of visiting the city. I think it's sort of a nice, gentle way of saying, think about our wildlife and think about our nature, and that's part of who we are. So anyway, that's the only reason I liked it. Can we comment as we go along, or is it all going to be just like once we say this, it's over?
Yeah, because we're
Right.
We've gone through, I mean, there's always, many ways we could do it, of course, Linda, but we're hoping to just get public comment on all those items.
Okay.
If we have time at the end, we certainly can open it up for public comment at closing. We're trying to get as much public comment and then get through as much of this as we can. But if we get through it quickly enough, we can open it up for public comment. We'd like to do that.
I know you're going to have a big evening. So thank you all. Thanks for your work.
And Linda, I'd encourage you, too, if there's anything you can submit in writing prior to. I know I get emails from you, as many of us do, so that's always helpful to communicate it that way, to either council and or staff. That would help.
I'm sure it's my fault, but I didn't see this before this minute that I just walked in the door. Was it somewhere on the website? It was.
Yeah.
Okay, my fault.
If you make those notes and submit them, we would like to
All
have
right.
them.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you, Linda.
Bye.
Bill LaFay again. I would like to comment on 6K. What's the matter?
Come on
now?
Up.
I'm not allowed to do it twice?
Well, usually I have only one bite at the apple is the saying, but this – Come on up, Bill. Come on up and give us a.
Well, as you know, I sent you all emails a week ago regarding the Marine Services Facility.
Uh-huh.
As the chairman of the Harbor Advisory Board, our whole council made a recommendation to the City Council for the Triangle Beach Street mini master plan. We would like to see it on City Council as soon as possible, so that we can then go to work to see if it is feasible economically to build a boat haul-out facility and storage unit. We're not saying that it's going to happen. We're just saying that you, City Council, allow us to have that as a site if we can economically build it and have it be feasible for the City of Morro Bay. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill.
Good afternoon. My name is Ed Boyce. I'm a new resident of Morro Bay. Pam and I have lived here for 2 years. This is our third year. And I reviewed your goals last night and your objectives. And one thing that, for me, an interest for me, is we have nothing in here about the problem of our homeless. And I know you guys have probably dealt with this before, but, my feeling is that it's not going to go away, okay? And I don't think we can just bury our heads and let somebody else do it. I just saw on the news that Grover Beach had a problem and they had to move a bunch of people out. And maybe we need to be a little more proactive and have a program where we're long-term, maybe 5 years, 10 years, but have something that we can look at and say, yeah, we're doing something in this area. So that's one thing I had to say. The second thing I had to say, and by the way, there is a group over in SLO called Hope's Village of SLO, providing sustainable community living for local unhoused adults. And Dave, I'll drop some of these brochures off at your office. This is just one model out there. There's other models that are working or not working, but it's an issue. And my second area here. I was looking at support, the goal number 6, support economic development, and under objective, Morro Bay as a destination. Hey, this is a destination, okay? And I think one of the things we need to do is, again, being new, when I drive down the corridor of Route 1, it's a mess once you get into Morro Bay. I just think that we as a city could make that space in between the in and out nicer. And just for now, I live in North Morro Bay. I drove in, and there's trash on our side of the fence from San Jacinto down to Route 41. I mean, these are things we can deal with. But I think maybe we could get the state to lower the speed limit to 45 through our town. I think that maybe that would be a stop, something in the right direction. The third thing I have, I'm a pickleball player. I played in Ogden. It's a great game, and I see under 8 here, enhance the quality of life. objective pickleball court space, research, and present to council opportunities for additional future pickleball court space. This is the good thing, okay? If we can somehow come up, we've got 4 tennis courts, we've got 3 basketball courts, we need a place that we can have courts already set up, nets set up, where I can go out at 7 o'clock and take my neighbor and hit the ball like you could if you're a tennis. Anyway, I guess that means I have to stop. Okay, thanks, okay.
And once again, Ed, thanks for coming up, but we, you know, all the stuff is helpful to submit in writing as well.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, that's always helpful.
I just thought about it.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hi, my name is Rick Moore, and I was just suddenly thinking, I know Bill wanted an answer on the haul-out facility, but I was thinking, shouldn't we do the general plan first so we know what all that area down by the Embarcadero and on the other side is going to be used for? Thank you.
Thank you, Rick Moore.
Good afternoon. Mayor and council people. I'm here tonight to represent our Senior Citizens Inc. as president, and I just want to piggyback a little bit on what Ed Boyce was just commenting on with regard to pickleball. As you know, SCI is sponsoring pickleball, and this group has grown in the last 14 months from around 6 people to, well, we're averaging 150 players every week, which is pretty significant considering the facility. And so our proposal, as you have been well aware, is on your board agenda for the 23rd. And we have quite a bit of rationale and people who would like to speak to address this issue. It's a very important issue to many of our senior citizens, and not necessarily seniors, because all ages participate, of course. And the vast majority are Morro Bay residents. And that's a big issue, of course. The other one is the utilization of the courts presently being utilized by the number of people and, of course, the economic values. There is economics involved here. If we as a city could find our way clear to build or remodel the existing facility, we could have sanctioned tournaments. And this would be a real destination place for sanctioned tournaments, which in fact would bring in a lot of money, a lot of hotels would benefit from it. So that's one aspect of it. The other one is that we have recently met with the elementary school there at Del Mar Park, Del Mar School, and they are very much in favor of incorporating pickleball into their PE curriculum. And we would be more than willing to volunteer our services, our time and effort, because many of us are retired educators, and participate in helping those teachers and explaining you know, the ins and outs of pickleball. Unfortunately, I'm only like a 3.0 out of 6, so I can't show them a whole lot more than a whole lot of other people. But it's a pretty interesting game. Most of us have played some tennis in our lives, but this is a little bit different game, and it's very active, and a lot of seniors are participating, and this is a real benefit to our community. The quality of life is obviously one of our main concerns, especially for the Senior Citizens Inc., because that's our focus. And as you're well aware, we do a lot of things in our community. We benefit a lot of charities, and we kind of go out of our way sometimes to promote activities, especially for those who are, let's say, 50 years old or older. That's our goal. That's our mission. There are a couple of other things I kind of wanted to talk about, and that was the fact that we want to promote this bocce ball and disc golf. And these are two sports, I think, that the whole community could get involved with. So I want to thank you. Can I announce, or do I have to come back again to announce the home sharing?
If you're going to be here for council meeting, it might be a good time for that, Jack.
Okay.
Public comment.
Well, I just wanted to mention that on January 30th.
Okay.
We have.
All right. Well, there you go.
There I go. Okay.
If that's all you need,
and
to
you
do,
have
then
two
it's
council
done.
People who could announce it as well.
Okay. There you
okay.
go.
All right,
thanks,
thank
Jack.
You.
All right. We're moving pretty fluid here today. Anybody else for public comment? Seeing none, I'll close public comment and bring it back to council. Thanks very much, and then open it up for staff to continue on with our presentation. Thanks for all the input. And I know if we, you know, get through this quickly and there are other questions, we can open up for public comment and go from there. And with that, I'll turn it over to our city manager, Mr. Buckingham.
Great. Thanks, Mr. Mayor. And just take staff has taken notes on all the public comment that's made, and I'm just going to run through a few of those to so you know we've captured them and perhaps a comment or two on them. So Franklin Riley, possible park or other thing, got that read. Community pool, Peggy, Sam Taylor right there is the gentleman to talk to. We'd love to have your help. Thank you. Got both Bill and Jeremiah on the areas of possible reorganization with Harbor, understand those. The triangle lot and feasibility, so there's an objective in here that commits us to doing the whole feasibility study. Before we could get into a complete feasibility study, we would need to bring to council that issue. So that's the question of the triangle lot is part and parcel of the feasibility study that would have to be done in the run-up to it. Mr. Boyce, nice to see you, meet you. Thank you for being here. Appreciate your comments on homeless and transient. There are a number of things that we have been doing and continue to do, and I'm sure we'll all take your comments on a potential specific objective. Pickleball, actually, Chuck made the important note, which is the second council meeting of February. There'll be a pickleball discussion at council. And then finally, Morro Bay is a destination, several of you. Believe me, Morro Bay as a destination has not been removed from staff's interest or intent, or specifically discover your better nature or discover better biking, fishing, wine, produce. All of those things are absolutely, and in fact what it says there, I think in the comments at the end, hard to see, is that effort is ongoing with the new tourism operations as we are integrating those into the city. We just didn't think that we needed it. Frankly, we're so committed to that we didn't need an objective to say to do that, because it's germane to what we're doing. So both discover your better nature and marketing and building Morro Bay as a destination are absolutely in the forefront of our minds. So with that, I'll press on. The purpose is to end here at the second meeting of February with approved objectives approved by the council for fiscal year 2016-17. So these would cover July 1st, 2016 to June 30, 2017. A quick update on where we are in the process. So we've finished study session number one. It shows complete there. We're in study session number two. Then these goals and objectives will be in discussion during the regular council meeting on February 9th. And depending on how that goes, if they're close enough after that, then they'll be likely on the consent agenda for February 23rd or come back in regular session on February 23rd. But we hope to have them approved on February 23rd. Also note from the top there that the update that we have tonight reflects discussion over the past 2 weeks, input from residents, input from council, input from staff, and this presentation and what is currently on the web as second draft is as of yesterday afternoon. And so that's why I needed to clarify a few of those items by number and by name. But so this is the current draft. We will update this based on the discussion tonight by the end of the week. And then the perhaps final draft will go out in a staff report for the 9 February council meeting. So you can look on the web at the end of the week for draft number 3. And then draft number 4, which will hopefully be the final draft, will be in the council packet for the 9th of February council meeting. I won't go into the planning framework here. So those are our 10 city goals. The 7 that are in amber there, we made it through the objectives, the draft objectives for those last 2 weeks ago. So we're going to start with 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll go back and see how much time we have to review some of the modifications on 1 through 7. We'll go goal by goal. I'll note here that, as you see on the slides, items in green are unchanged and appeared to have positive support last time from council and community. Items in purple have been modified slightly from 2 weeks ago, or either broadly or slightly. Items in amber are brand new since 2 weeks ago. Those are items that were received at public comment or otherwise. And items in red have been removed or merged into other items. And before we jump into that, I'll say that right now I think we're at 101 discrete objectives. Last year we had 73, and there was some consensus from the council and the community and the staff that 73 was moving pretty fast, both in terms of resources and in terms of change for the community. So we may need to, the next iteration, consider if we want to bite off 100 plus 50% increase from last year, or if we want to pare this down a little. And the staff, after this, will go through a process to assess resources, specifically staff time, and then we'll actually, as you know, run these through the budget, and we'll get the budget resource impact as we go through the budget. So I'm going to skip ahead to goal number 7 here, which you'll see lots of colors in 1 through 6. That's because we went through those last week or 2 weeks ago, and we'll start with number 7. Again, I'll briefly note what each of these objectives are, whether it's on one slide or more, and then turn it over, Mr. Mayor, to you for council input and discussion. Okay, goal 7A is the Market Street Bluff Centennial Parkway area revitalization. That will actually sort of start tonight with a item on the council agenda reference, the former Saulwasser property there on the bluff next to Dorn's housing D'Estasio's. But this is an item to begin a public process looking at that whole area, Centennial Parkway, the D'Estasio's area, the parking lot there, Front Street parking lot, and options for that since the city owns now much of that property. B is implementation of concept plans. We are starting the next week or two starting the public outreach, the stakeholder outreach for some concept plans for Centennial Parkway revitalization, Embarcadero, and 781 Market. So this envisions possibly beginning to implement those sometime in the next 18 months, depending on public input, council input, and the budget. Parking management plan, we're actually going to start to address that a little bit tonight, but this says to implement specific improvements in the parking management plan that you're going to consider again tonight. D says to continue to make improvements to our ADA compliance. We believe that's a key thing that we need to be doing. E, signage and branding. This says to, after we perhaps do some new branding for the city as part of the general plan process and the downtown waterfront strategic plan, to install new welcome signs, wayfinding signs, and perhaps street signs, specifically starting in the downtown in the Embarcadero area, North Main, and around town for the welcome signs. F is improved trash collection in public areas. G is tree trimming, to do more tree trimming than we are now, to essentially double how often we trim trees. H is community beautification. What we have there is a number of specific items that were raised by the Community Beautification and Heritage Committee. We included a few specific examples of ones that we think are doable specifically this year, and other items that are on that list. As there's time available, or as events make it the right time to do it, or as there's money available, we can certainly do other items off that list. Esh fencing, this considers putting up fencing between the Embarcadero extension and the Dynegy plant to fence off that Esh area. City Hall functional improvements, a potential partial remodeling of about a third of the City Hall area as we move servers out to become more resilient and make better use of space in City Hall. a facility maintenance program. This tells the staff to get our maintenance program in order, our facility maintenance, and to have a prioritized list that we develop and then brief through council for major maintenance and repair. And then I is to develop and implement an integrated pest management policy. So those are the objectives from Goal 7. And, Mr. Mayor, I'll turn it over to you.
Great. And with that, we'll start off with questions. And I'll start off to the left for Councilmember Johnson for questions on any of these items.
Sure. Thank you. A little bit too loud. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for those who came out to speak to goals. It's appreciated. It's appreciated to have your input, and also thanks to everybody who sent in emails as well. Starting off on this one, I just had a question that I'll address to staff and council too. If this is to everyone, goals A, C, and E. When I look through the entire goals list, and I know we're kind of jumping into this, and you know the back half of it, but I guess what I'm struggling with is not the goal itself. But how do we integrate these land use issues, parking issues, signage into the overall general plan update? So I guess I see them as part of that whole process, and I know that we've split them up under our different goals, but I was just wondering if we could address that.
So we're in the current, you know, we're currently planning for these types of things. So these items, so right now we're in the general plan update process. We're beginning that. We're also beginning the Embarcadero Centennial Staircase project, and then moving on to and maybe incorporating into the general plan update the downtown and waterfront strategic plan. So these concepts will be probably pushed out through that process, depending on how we move forward with that. But the idea would be we would have some plan in place, and then we'd be implementing them here. So it's not planning for them any longer, like we are in the current goals. This is, we're going to go implement some of those things that the plan says to go do.
Okay, great. So, okay. Yeah, that helps a lot. And then while we're on that general plan, it makes sense for me just to go back just briefly on goal 3, which is talks about land use. And I think what I'm looking for there in goal 3A, and I'm sorry to bounce back, but it would only make sense if I did it this way now. Do we have any deliverables other than public input that we would want to list there, specific measurable things we're going to do in the update process? So what I see are, as you just explained, Mr. Graham, outcomes of the process, but are there milestones that we can pull from the work plan, for example, that we approved, and would we be measuring? I guess what I'm wondering is how are we going to keep up with the timing of making sure the process moves forward? I mean, should we identify certain measurable items on, you know, from the work plan? Do you understand what I, because there's no actual update general plan goal.
I do understand exactly what you're saying. In fact, we do have, as you stated, the plan for the plan or the work plan that we're basing, that the RFP was based off of, and that the proposal that came back to us from Michael Baker International was also based off of. The contract right now, we put the contract together, and that includes that timeline and those deliverables. And so those are in the contract that we sent off to them, and it has all of those items in it. As far as when they're supposed to be getting these individual pieces of the plan done. So that's tracking, I would say, in the global concept of doing the general plan update, putting specific measurables in here. I'm not sure what that exactly would look like. Because we do have those time frames, you'd be just taking them from a plan that you already approved in the form of, you said, go enter into a contract with Michael Baker for the scope that was given in the proposal. So that's what I'm doing. And with the intent and I think your expectation that I'm following and making the consultant follow the timeline and give us the deliverables based on that.
I totally understand what you're saying. And if you look at goal number 1, which is build a wharf, under Build a Wharf, there's 14 specific objectives for this year. Scott and I will look through that, the general plan, and perhaps modify A or add an additional objective that captures some of the things so that we stay on timeline for the general plan. We can look at that, and we'll report back to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, that's great. That's exactly what I was wondering for. Thank you. Yeah, not extra work, but just capturing what we're
Got
doing
it.
Already. Thank you. Okay, and then And I'm sure, Council, you'll want to chime in on that, too, when it comes to your turn. Okay. So under Goal 7, then I'd say F. I think it's really important that we do look at this. It sounds like, of course, we're going to collect our trash, but, recent conversations I've had, I found out that with the increases in our TOT and the extra number of visitors coming, we actually haven't been necessarily matching that toward the kind of trash collection that entails. So I think that is a really important that really could be under quality of life, too. We hear that a lot from locals, that we have overflowing trash cans. So I appreciate seeing that because I do think it's extra work that we'll need to do. And then tree trimming also, really for a while there, I was getting a text from a particular individual that trees limbs were just falling all around her place of business. So clearly we've done a lot of work on that recently, but I think there is more to be done. I think that item J, I think that it's really important that staff explains exactly why where the servers are, how awkward it is, how it puts us at risk. I think the public needs to understand why we would be investing in any kind of, improvement there. But I think it's far beyond aesthetics, and I think it would just be good to flesh that out when it comes back. And then I would, of course, support. We've done so little over the years because it's not really that much fun to talk about maintenance. But I think it's important to keep something there. I also see that the MP, just reminding everybody, especially the audience too, that that's a management partner's recommendation, and we did make a commitment to go through each one of those recommendations on a cycle. So that's what I have for 7. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Matt.
Sure. Scott, could you speak to or Dave? Sorry. In terms of 7A and B, is there a reason that those are separate items in terms of concept plans? Or are you just spreading that out to accomplish them? But do you have a rationale for that?
We'll look at that. That's, as I was talking through this, that was going through my mind, too. So they might be combinable. One really envisioned, the first one envisioned the Brannigan's D'Estasio building and the potential what you're going to consider tonight, and the second one was actually implementation, possibly, of some of the concept plans that we're already working on right now. So the first one really is start a planning process for that D'Estasio's Brannigan's area. The second one is begin an implementation, perhaps, for some of for Centennial Parkway and Embarcadero Promenade. But those may well be combined. I could see doing that.
Okay, no, in terms of looking at 101 objectives, and if they're somewhat redundant, it's like, okay. Next, looking at 7E, signage and branding, is that also, would you say, could be in, combined somewhere in enhanced quality of life in terms of, I'm trying to think, where was it? It seems to me that the signage and branding was somewhere else in here, and thought you could put that somewhere else. Next, in terms of 7G, tree trimming, would that work hand-in-hand with PWAB and the tree committee?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's all the questions I have for 7.
Okay, great. John?
Thank you. Having been absent for the initial one, I'm not going to go in detail, so if I'm redundant and it's already been answered, I apologize. With regard to item D, ADA compliance improvements, do we have a prioritization for what the improvements are and which ones might occur first? Is there a listing of those that might be mandated by either law and or the city and or other agencies, et cetera?
There will be in a couple of months on this year's objective, and we're starting it next week or week after next, is an ADA assessment. So this year we said do an ADA assessment. That's actually starting in a couple of weeks. That's a professional consultant that's going to go through all of the city's facilities and properties and tell us what areas we need to improve to come closer to compliance. That will result in a one-to-end list of projects to be done, and then we will prioritize those and budget against those. What this objective is, it says keep doing that. Keep actually doing the work, because we did an AD assessment some years ago and perhaps we have not been diligent as a city making improvements over the years. We have been, but perhaps not as diligent as we want to be. So this says don't just get the plan right now, but keep working on it.
So as that is completed, it may well indicate that the cost for some of the major items will greatly exceed $50,000. And so just a note that in looking around the city and having been through a number of ADA compliance assessments in the past, that $50,000 is a small amount of money. And so just an observation.
We totally recognize that, and we're thinking we've probably got $50,000 a year for 20 years.
Okay, great. And then along with the trash collection in public areas, is there something that is similar to that that has to do with the maintenance of the restrooms, public restrooms, in addition to that, or is it just going to be the trash areas? And I kind of looked through and I didn't see it, but it appears to me, and I know our folks are really working hard to try to keep our restrooms compliant, but to me, it remains an issue and something that's very visible to the community. And I know we don't want to keep adding more objectives because we have a significant number of them, but is that somewhere else, or is that being considered?
It's not anywhere else, but it's one of the three things we've been talking about, which are trash collection, tree trimming, and restroom maintenance. And we can easily, and I think should, add it as part of F.
Okay.
Improve trash collection and maintenance of public restrooms, or cleaning of public restrooms. Both of those are resource issues, and that's exactly why they haven't been done, is we haven't committed the resources to doing it better. And if we stick it on here, then we'll be able to come to you at budget time and say we need the resources if we want cleaner restrooms and less trash.
And I would make pleas to the community to adopt a restroom. And I think that could be – I'm serious. There are great needs for assistance in that area. So if you want to adopt a restroom and help keep it clean, see us. Thank you.
I'm suggesting my children adopt one. And it's going so well.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Heading. Noah?
Yes, thank you. Did want to follow up as well and just support that inclusion of the restrooms. And I believe staff had already talked about some ideas to get on that this year. The trash item is definitely something we need to take care of, so I'm glad to see that. And thank you for adding the planting component of the tree trimming. The care of the existing trees is very important, but working through the urban forest management plan and replanting the forest as we go forward is also important. On H, the community beautification with the Community Heritage and Beautification Committee, they're the Citizens Beautification and Heritage Committee. The items here, as I read this, are listed to cite specific examples that staff has pulled out of the larger list that was submitted. And in talking with Dave earlier, there are other items on that list that could emerge and come forward. So just because one of the items from this list hasn't made it to the city's goals, we could still accomplish some of those. I did want to suggest, though, that one item should be added to this list to make sure that we keep it in the forefront, and that was updating the Adopt-a-Park program and the volunteer recognition component of that. It's ongoing, but I think, as Dave and I have talked, it needs to have a little bit of a refresher, and so I'd suggest that we do add that to the list. The other item that I don't think necessarily needs to be on the list is the Citizens Beautification and Heritage Committee likely is going to be transitioning to quarterly meetings here in this next year. And we've had good staff participation at some of those meetings, but I would say that it'd be very helpful to have city staff at each one of those meetings to help us as we move through that. And I'm not necessarily suggesting that's added explicitly, but I did want to mention that as a key way to stay in touch with the list and take advantage of opportunities as they come forward. And that's it for me.
All right, thank you. I'll start with some of my comments on the ADA compliance improvements. And pardon me, let me get the microphone right. Also had the conversation on sidewalks and whether or not that falls under ADA compliance and improvements, because some of the discussions, as I've had with staff and many businesses within the downtown area, the upwelling of trees, the lifting of the sidewalks, the cracking, though we've made some efforts to do the grinding, I know that was on our objectives last year. I just want to make sure that we're continuing to address that, and whether or not that's rolled into the ADA compliance or if it's included as some sort of addressing our sidewalk hazard and issues, and even including tree upwelling. We're talking about tree trimming. You know, at some point, do we really need to consider some of the trees that are just really have gone beyond the edge of the curbs and the sidewalk and themselves, and do we need to, address that situation with, removal and a new tree for that matter? I'm folding those comments both into tree trimming and ADA compliance, if we can address them that way. But certainly from comments I get from the business community, the sidewalks need to be addressed. And I'd like to make sure that we're noting that. Those are my only comments. And, as far as the other council comments, I would support and agree.
Mr. Mayor, I just want to assure you that the ADA assessment does include all public facilities, including sidewalks and all walking areas. So okay. Even in the neighborhoods where there are not sidewalks, where the streets are used for walking, we'll get some level of report on those also.
Okay. I think specifically, we all know it, and we get the comments from, the upwelling, the cracking, the lifting, and just getting that addressed. And I think if that, I think it seems something that's a need.
One thing I did not mention in my preparatory comments is after goal number 10, before we go back to number 1, you'll see items from this year that were not completed this year that we're recommending carrying over to next year. Sidewalks is one of those.
Great. Thank you. Any further comments from council? Seeing none. Ready to move on to the next one?
Okay, great. Thank you. Goal number 8 is quality of life. A is community pool planning, and that is to open community access at the new Morro Bay High School community swimming pool. Thank you, Peggy, again for your interest and offer of help. B is city-sponsored partnered events. That is to execute these specific 4 events as cities or 5, I'm sorry, as either city-sponsored or partnered events. Which means some level of city resourcing goes into them, either complete city resourcing, such as 4th of July, or if we're partnering with an organization, for example, or perhaps Downtown Trick or Treat, if the chamber would like city assistance to partner with them. Sea Otter Awareness says to take specific action to raise Sea Otter Awareness during Sea Otter Awareness Week in 2016. The next 2, Fall Concerts and a Downtown Friday or Saturday Night Series, both of these say that we should research and partner with other organizations. The Chamber comes quickly to mind, the Merchants Association, but to consider or explore the possibility of a fall concert series, sort of stemming off Slow's summer concert series, move down Highway 1 to Morro Bay for a fall concert series, and perhaps during the summer period, a Friday or Saturday night series. So the concert series might be in Tidelands Park or at The Rock, something like that. You'll recall the movie night that we had 2 months ago, sort of building off of that. The downtown Friday night, Saturday night series perhaps would be on Main Street, downtown, blocking off the street, having bands in the evening. Pickleball court space we spoke about. A recreation guide. This says to research, sponsor, and publish a composite recreation guide for Morro Bay activities. Atascadero has a fantastic one that lists not only City of Atascadero recreation events, but all the other things that are private businesses or whatever they can. And so there's one composite of all the great things to do. So we envision doing that, publishing our first one in the fall of this year. Vets Hall renovation planning, that's to bring to you a proposal for partial revitalization of this room to make it more functional for these sort of meetings and more useful and perhaps generating better revenue for other events, weddings, and things that are sometimes held here. I is to bring a proposal to upgrade the audiovisual that we're using right now to televise and broadcast these meetings. J, community paramedicine, is to research and partner with other EMS agencies in our county for possible federally funded community paramedicine programs as the Affordable Care Act gets into gear in that area. We recommend scratching and have scratched on here the Parks Master Plan. This sort of goes to Christine's point earlier. We see this coming out of the general plan, and frankly, as we looked at staff time and resources, we do want to do a Parks Master Plan, but we think that this one should come out of the general plan. Let's let the general plan do its work, tell us do a Parks Master Plan, and likely put that on our objectives for next year. With that, I'll turn it over to you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, great. Matt, you want to start us off?
Sure. With all those said there, Dave, and Sam might want to chime in here, looking at 8B, city-sponsored partner events and the recreation guide, somehow do you envision incorporating the event planner for the entire year for events coming from outside of the city and then working with TBID to orchestrate those or plan those? Is that part of this?
So we already do that. And so we already have a system that when an event wants to come to the city, Sam is the point of contact. So, for example, we've met a couple times in the last few weeks with the Avocado Margarita Festival. They've come and said, we're going to execute again. Sam's the point of contact, sits down with the organization, and then Sam's the one that marshals the city support for those sort of events. What specifically B says is these events are listed here would receive some city resourcing. So we're sort of putting a marker on the wall that says these are city-sponsored events, not events that are held in the city.
Okay, no, I think I understood that. But I'm just thinking in terms of if someone, and then publishing that guide of all of those events in terms of showing what's going on, city-sponsored and outside events.
Yes, we would, I think, not as part of the recreation guide, although it could be, as we integrate tourism operations better into the city and synchronize all the events, we would like to have a single place that shows all the great events that are happening in Morro Bay.
And I guess that's where I was leading, talking about 8G, the recreation guide, knowing that at times, for instance, when we have softball tournaments that come into town, and those are all weekend long, scheduled throughout the year, and they bring a lot of folks into town, and I know the TBID and the hoteliers, and I mean the entire town restaurants, we benefit from that. So in terms of, I know they're not city sponsored, actually that might be from the recreation department, but in terms of combining these and seeing exactly what's being planned so we can have a one-stop shop, so to speak.
That's a great idea, and Sam, did you want to say something?
Yeah, it's absolutely a fantastic idea. I think an important aspect of it will be to review the available budget for that. That guide will be part of it will be reflected in how much money we can afford to spend on that guide. And so we're going to be very thoughtful about doing that and ensuring that we're being fiscally responsible while also getting a really good guide to share with the community and better market the recreation programming we do. But I think it is wonderful. I don't think there's any argument that these are kind of a recreational events, community events, and so it's a good opportunity. It just kind of comes down to how many ads are we going to be able to sell on the thing, how much money we're going to put into it, so that we have the space to share that information.
I'd say with the chamber and with tourism operations, we definitely want to do a better job as a city, small c, everybody, having one place where folks can go to say, here's what's going on in Morro Bay in the next quarter, or in this year, and in fact, if we could have a couple of pages in this rec guide that projected out the next few months, that would be ideal.
Thanks, Matt. John?
Thank you. Couple questions. Let's see. Item C, Sea Otter Awareness. Thanks to those that have brought forward the issue with regard to problems with just the awareness of sea otters and problems that can occur by folks getting too close, etc., to sea otters, I wondered if this will be possibly a template program for awareness for other kinds of animals and issues, because it's not only sea otters, there are a number of other types of issues that I'm aware of that people have brought forward. And I don't want to add to the list right now, but if we could just use this as a model mm-hmm. template and keep that in mind, that could be duplicated for other types of educational opportunities like the snowy plover, et cetera, that would be great for the future. And then things like the Vets Hall renovation planning. When you have a city that has huge capital infrastructure needs, this falls into the category probably of not being real high on the list, although I do think it's important. And I think the community should be given the opportunity to invest and contribute to things like this, like the Red Davis Vets Hall renovation planning. I'm just kidding, Red, if you're still out there. But there are great opportunities, and I think folks that have a special interest in places. And so I just want to remind the public that these are opportunities for, you know, using your own capital, if you so choose, to be part of smaller projects that could assist the city and allow us to move funds to other larger projects. So, and my last question is, I'm not quite sure, Chief, what the federally funded community paramedicine program is. If I could just get a two-second overview of what that is.
Well, I don't think the federal government knows that at all either. But there is some innovative programs that are going to be offered to the state of California that's going to enhance the paramedic service, not only in our community, but destination locations, post-hospital checks, that will be hopefully set up some public partnerships with local hospitals to enhance the quality of life in our community by enhancing our paramedic program, which hopefully will be funded. There are some mandates that are going to be coming through. Some will be funded, some won't be funded. But it's pretty exciting times in the EMS world. I know that as a county, county chiefs are definitely looking at partnerships, not only within our county, but we're also looking abroad to our partner counties and trying to increase our pool to hopefully start some pilot programs in 2018.
Good. So it would be an access area for possibly minor care types of issues.
Definitely.
And utilized for that. Great.
Definitely.
That's great. Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Noah?
Yes, thank you. I don't have very much on this one, but I did want to just briefly follow up on the item about the paramedicine, because Chief Knuckles gave a presentation to the EBAC just earlier within the last week to describe what this could mean. And one of the things he said that I think is really important to know is the idea would be funds would come because the local paramedic services would be replacing expensive and costly to our societies the emergency room visits. So basically, by heading those off, keeping them local instead of sending people to the emergency room, we're creating savings for both the hospital and the healthcare system, and therefore funding should be provided. So that's part of the concept, and I think it's a good one. So I'm glad we have that on there. We know access to healthcare is something that we're deficient in here, and even with the new senior transit project going into place, we still have work to do, and I'm hoping we can do some of that in the upcoming year. And I think this captures what's likely possible, and maybe we can get some bonuses as we try to collaborate with other partners. Then just with the Vets Hall renovation, there's a good example of community partnership in the turf replacement up front as part of the landscaping with the Citizens Beautification and Heritage Committee and the partners within that committee and taking lead on that. So that's a good example of people stepping up and taking on what they can help make it a better renovation project overall.
Christine.
Great, thank you. I would just like to start with I'm so happy to see community pool planning on here. I think that when we were excited about Measure D and the passage of that, and we know that was going to bring a pool to our community, that community piece, we don't want to lose that. Once the district is the driver on that, we should definitely grateful and thankful to them for driving it, but certainly that community piece is really important. So I'm happy to see it on the goals so that we keep it in mind. I know a lot of us in the community are really rooting for that pool. Also, I would say for the goal D&E fall concerts and downtown Friday series, a word I was thinking of is, you know, let's build on what we've already have going on there. I know we have a Saturday market, so build on that. and see where we could go from there, or basically choose one. So, you know, either do the concert series now or, you know, work to do something downtown Fridays. But I think it's, you know, it's a lot moving there, and I think that events are a real time sucks for everybody. So, you know, I think a good partnership there and building on what's already happening downtown on Saturday where we're already closing the street. So I think I'd like, I mean, we can always make things better for sure. Recreation guide, I think that it's time that we look at our recreation holistically in the city. So just, I made a really quick list. Besides the programs that we sponsor through the city of Morro Bay, there are many, many other programs. And I was just jotting down a few for youth, for example. And we don't sponsor it, and we really don't have anything to do with it, but there's a great karate studio. Mm-hmm. There's a great gymnastics studio. We do those things also here in the city, and we sponsor them, but there are other opportunities for people who want something different or the times don't meet their needs that we offer. So there are two great businesses offering those facilities. Why not showcase them? Sailing. You know, we already help with the yacht club. They provide, you know, the facilities we allow, we partner with them, they provide amazing youth sailing opportunities. I'm not sure that many people know, and it's $60 a year for youth sailing. I think that's an amazing, inexpensive price. But to get that word out there, it just brings everything together. Also, you know, music and baseball. That's something that's run by volunteers, but get it in the guide. People know that this community has a lot to offer. So I think that's a big way to go for us that we're not doing now. I think selling ads is the way to go. And I know that Cuesta and Cal Poly, they send us things all the time about what they're doing, continuing education, and we feel more connected to them simply just by getting it in the mail. So I think whatever we can do there, we'll all feel better about, wow, look at this amazing rec we have in our community, and that's just a few things I could come up with off the top of my head. Vets Hall renovation. This has been, we've received emails several times from members of the TBID, maybe 2 years ago, starting when I was their liaison. They often talk about if we just could fix up some of our facilities, we might be able to bring in smaller groups that would match our hotel size. So I know a lot of times we don't have space for 500 people, so we think we can't get groups, but there are groups out there that, you know, would bring 100 people, 150 people, and if we could reconfigure this space, it may work for that. So return on investment might be good. We might want to think of how to present that with our tourism group moving forward if they would be interested in something like this. And then I think, you know, also it would be a great benefit to us. Our community spends a lot of time in this building, so certainly at least, you know, cushions for the chairs or something would be sponsored. But I think we should think of it as a return on investment. What would be the outlay for something that may pay off? You know, and it's right up from the Embarcadero. It's walking distance from just about every hotel in town except for the inn. So it's wise to put it on the list and to consider it. That's all. Thank you.
Great comments, Christine. I just wanted to piggyback on D and E. I had some notes on that as well. Combining those, my thoughts were somewhat to roll them into B under partnered events. I have comments from some of our colleague cities, and Pismo comes to mind because there are some similarities, but they go through a lot of events. And, you know, some of the comments I get from their council and either even their chamber folks are, you know, wow, we do a lot, and there's a lot, and so how much capacity do we have to do that? So if we're considering, you know, concert series, I think it's a good time before we jump into those things is, as Christine noted, refine what we have and refine the city-sponsored partners events and let it grow that way, because I, speaking from some of the comments from Pismo, it's like they're pretty busy, and sometimes you kind of lose some of the town that a lot of us like to enjoy as well. So anyway, if you can get those comments and maybe roll D and E into B and just consider that as a partner event. It whatever, you know, I know it's being specific to fall concerts, Friday series. Just look at sponsored events, partnered events, and what we're doing now and what we can improve upon and let it grow from there before we start jumping into a bunch of specifics. And that might be a little generalized, but those are the only comments I have on that. Great comments on the recreation guide. I certainly support that. Vets Hall, definitely, I think there is an opportunity for that. And certainly I'm glad to have some support from our community on the community pool planning. So thanks for that. Those are my only comments. And then on to goal 9.
Okay, so number 9 is to improve, diversify our water supply. A is state water planning. This is really a continuation from one that we're starting this year. We hope to start it late this spring and then continue on next year. This really looks 6 years down the road when our state water contract is complete. This ties in with the reusable reclamation piece of our water reclamation facility and says, what do we want to start aiming toward for our water supply to be in 6 to 8 years with or without state water? So this is the strategic planning, essentially, for our future water supply. B is desal permit. Right now, we are working to get the desal plant re-permitted for emergency use because that permit lapsed. This says to submit an application for full-time use of the desal permit, nesting again with potentially a future where we were not on state water and we were using part-time or near full-time desal for some of our water needs. Desal location, with the closure of the existing wastewater treatment facility in 5 years, that 26 acres there is going to be redeveloped. The desal plant is on that 26 acres, so we want to begin to look at, and again, strategic planning here and saying, do we need to, want to, be prepared to move the desal plant? And we ought to be thinking about that now while we are doing planning for the new water reclamation facility, so we're not digging two trenches in two separate years when we could only be digging one trench. Planning, this is water planning, and this essentially says start working on a one water plan from our water supply to water system to wastewater collection to stormwater. Look at water as a single system and start working on a one water plan. E, conservation, maintain our water conservation program so that we maintain the great work we've done this year meeting the state objectives. F is reestablish, I guess, the emergency exchange agreement we have with the California Men's Colony. That's an exchange, an emergency agreement. If our water supply goes down, that we can work off their water supply in emergencies. We need to refresh that agreement. G is Morro Basin management planning to bring to you for decision a Morro Basin strategy. That's really going to nest also with the master reclamation plan because the Morro Basin is likely the spot where most of our reclamation potential is. H was, we recommend removing this, the Churro Creek Basin evaluation. We recommend removing that for two reasons. One, resources. We're not sure we have the staff time this year to do all of this. And also going back to our long-term plan, we don't think this year is the right year to decide whether we do or don't need the Churro Basin for water. First, we need to figure out what our future water plan is. Then we can decide if we do need or don't need the Churro Basin or as part of that. Mr. Mayor?
Okay, great. John, you want to lead us off on this?
I just have one question with regard to the overall issue of improve water supply diversification. Is there anything in your consideration that considers reaching out regionally and discussing regionally the opportunities that there might be to work together on some of the issues that everybody seems to be working on? And so I note in obviously the agreement with Cayugas that is in the plan, but also other areas, for instance, Cambria might have a need for discharge, and certainly we have an outfall area, so there may be an opportunity to reach out and do that. So that would just be a suggestion, unless that's already incorporated into your thoughts.
As we look at water supply, we will be looking at the whole possible menu, including regional partners, and working with other folks in the area. I think so. It's a that is certainly part of this sort of strategic level planning, as we say, where could the water come from? Certainly from working with our neighbors is one of the things we must consider.
Okay, good.
And the city already participates on a regional basis with the RAC, the Water Resources Advisory Committee, and then the kind of staff level group, the Regional Watershed Management Group, part of the Integrated Water Management Planning effort. So we do talk quite a bit about water, and then we're also part of the State Water Subcontractors Group. So State Water Contractors, subcontractors are talking every month also.
Interestingly enough, in the last week, I've had either lunch or interactions with two individuals from two communities in the county that were speaking about that issue and wondering if indeed there was that opportunity. And so, therefore, I'm sure that it's important not only to them but to us to do that. So.
Noah?
Yes, thank you. This is a really big set of goals, and I think they're all very important and going to play a big part in our community's future. And I'm glad we're getting moving on looking at some of these, even though, as you mentioned, with the state water planning, that's 6 years down the road, but that's going to be a quick 6 years, and we have a lot of information to compile and put together to make a very important and critical decision for the future. So I'm glad we're going to start that, and it's going to be really interesting to lay the numbers out and to make an informed decision on that at some point down the road. On the desal location, I think that's something that's worth looking at. I'm a little interested in making sure that that would include the idea of keeping it in place and analyzing the risk of what potential impacts could be affected there with tsunami and sea level rise and flooding and so forth. Because as I understand it, a fortification and screening option might likely make the most sense, even projecting out 50 years. And so I think we do need to look at that. The key difference there with the desal is we're not building a new desal plant as we are with the WRF. So the standard is different in my mind, although the area is full of risk. But the desal footprint is much smaller. So that'll be an interesting discussion. Then with planning, I really like the One Water plan. I think it's important for us to look at it this way. And as I've been talking about and other people have raised, including the Public Works Advisory Board, the stormwater component to me is one of our future opportunity sites for water supply. And I think we can do a lot more there. And I'm glad that's included. I'm hopeful that we can identify smaller individual projects in the near term that could, in some cases, be modest, but show how effective low-impact development and stormwater capture can do and what they can deliver for us. So I think that opportunity exists, and I've already talked with a couple of staff members about some things that may be coming up here on that. And then the Morro Basin Management Planning, that's something that is going to be a big work project, but we probably need to start to put our toe into the waters there and begin to be prepared on that item as well. So this is a big list, and I think it's an important one.
Great. Christine?
I would agree that I think every city in California should have a water as a specific goal and figure it out for their communities, because no one is not going to feel the pinch. Okay, my question about this one is I would support everything that's on the list and everything that folks have set up here, but I'm wondering where can we find the biggest bang for our buck? I mean, these are one-year goals that we're looking at here, so coming back, prioritizing staff time, some of these just to get them started or establish, you know, looking for words like that where we can have a win this year. But if we try to do everything, I'm a little overwhelmed by what I think is here. Okay? So that's my comment on goal 9.
I just have a comment on that. I can't resist, of course. I think one of the most important things is the planning effort, because we're working on our general planned LCP that will have a resources section in it that will need to address the water resource needs for the community for the term of the general plan. So we need to be able to address that through the general plan with this update.
Right, and that's exactly what I was hoping. You'll come back with us, and you know, once staff has a chance to look at it, say, you know, this is our biggest, you know, our most important priority right now is this. And then, you know, for example, is conservation is something that we already have established that program and it's up and running. But you know, obviously, planning one water is a lot to get our heads around things.
Matt,
I do have a question, and perhaps Rob, this will go towards you also. And for number nine, in terms of can we combine the one water plan parts, it seems to me, in terms of the redundancy, you can do 9D, some of it, with the 1D water reclamation plan. That's kind of what Noah was talking about in terms of stormwater or groundwater recharging. Should we leave these alone, or are they separate, or is there going to be some replay between the two?
I think there could be some combining of these. They kind of all feed into the planning effort, so we'll need some of these answers to answer that question. So I do believe they will be combined at the end of the day.
Okay. Great. Great comments, everyone. And I agree, 6 years is going to go by pretty quickly, so I'm glad we're taking this as soon as possibly. Can I finish my comments? Yeah, thanks. I'll just point your way. Thanks. And so we've got, I think I made a comment earlier. There was the discussion about the one-mile pipeline interconnection that was a discussion for this city a year or so ago. It kind of died, and I just want to know if, I don't know if we really substantiated why it's not so important to evaluate why that one-mile connection isn't important if we're looking forward to a water portfolio diversifying and having options. So just want to know if we've completely vetted and explored what the option is for that, and also if that's something that we can, you know, we need to be looking at this year to really get it out of the way and understand that, yeah, it's either something we should be looking at or it's not something that's as important.
That was to connect the Nacimiento system to the Chorro Valley system. There will be some changes in the Nacimiento system coming up at the March Board of Supervisors. The four contractors for it are buying up all the available water. It's allowed in their contract to buy it, and the county can't say no. So there was a little hard feelings when the county was pursuing that project that they didn't go to Paso and ask them permission first to pursue that. The four contractors, Paso, Atascadero Mutual, Templeton Community Service District, and the City of San Luis Obispo, will be the four only controllers of the Nacimiento water system. That doesn't mean that there is not a regional solution to that. It'll just mean we won't be negotiating with the county. We'll be negotiating with the Nacimiento group. And likely one of the reasons to control that is to sell water at its market value rather than at some lower cost.
As an owner of the Nacimiento?
Yes.
Yeah. Got it.
Yeah, and I think it's worth pursuing in the planning effort because we'll need to know if that's a viable resource in the future.
Right. So that's my one question, whether or not we add that to this list of goals for this year, but perhaps we can have that discussion of adding it and whether or not it fits in this year's cycle or next year's cycle. And then my other comment on the Morro Basin, Morro Management Basin, I know that's primarily groundwater as far as the basin goes. I also asked a question recently about just groundwater storage, and there's been some conversations about ponding within the Morro Basin area. So is this the Morro Basin management planning, does that incorporate evaluating whether or not storage is an opportunity in the Morro Basin?
We'll probably have that answer sooner rather than later. One of our water reclamation facility work products is an evaluation of the Morro Basin groundwater storage. That'll be going to our it's at our water reclamation facility engineering subcommittee right now to review, and it'll be going to the full committee and then up to council. Short preview, there's not a whole lot of storage in the Morrow Basin, and there's not a whole lot of interconnection between the surface and those subsurface soils that lend themselves to storing water. But we'll be seeing that in real short time, in a couple weeks or so.
Okay, that concludes my comments. Thank you. Moving on to goal number 10.
Okay, goal number 10
is... Excuse me, I'm sorry. Noah had a question. Pardon me.
I did. It's not a question. It's just a comment to the item 1D, the master reclamation plan within the WRF. We've received a lot of criticism about not being more aggressive, saying we should be at 100% with reclamation when the plant goes online. And I'd be a little careful about hiding our commitment to completing or to initiating and working on the water master reclamation plan, the WRF master reclamation plan, by shifting it completely out of item one, because I think it's a commitment to look at the numbers and make a financial decision that's affordable to the community and that we can get to at initiation and then build on. So I'd be careful about hiding that in amongst item 9D, and I would think that people might not see that as much as they would if we keep it separate under the WRF.
But it all informs.
Rob and I are going to have a wrestling match on whether those two are combined or not. He recommends combined. I'm probably against it, so we'll see how that goes. But the master reclamation plan is reclamation plan for the new WRF, which does not really consider a one water system. Stormwater and wastewater management, I mean, are a separate. Certainly, stormwater is a separate issue. So, excuse me. I would sense we'll probably keep those as two separate items, but I'll let Rob wrestle and lose.
Yes. Okay. I think they all inform the One Water Plan.
Yes. Okay, goal 10 is improve city operations. So we've made fantastic progress on IT this year. The goal this year was, I think, to fundamentally remake IT in the city. There's really two things left to do next year. One is to consider opportunities to do IT help desk support, essentially off-site support. That would not be the total solution, but we'd probably have a certain level of support from an IT contractor and then have also some on-site support. And then IT disaster protection. Right now, all of our servers are stuffed in a couple of offices in one corner of City Hall. There's no backup power there. So what this considers is moving all of the city's IT core infrastructure into the fire station where the EOC is, where there's backup power. And we hope to do that this year. Records management is important that we do, that we get our record system straight. It is, there are a lot of old records, a lot of places, some of them digitized, some of them not digitized, and we would see getting everything that we can digitized and then a appropriate system for managing those records. A compensation study is to complete a professional external compensation study for City of Morro Bay employees that will inform future negotiations, so we know where we are and where we should, how we compare to similar cities, so we can attract and retain great employees while taking good care of the taxpayers' money. The lease management office reorganization considers, this is a management partner's recommendation, considers if the harbor office is the right place to run lease management from, or if that might be more effectively managed. Then that's the Tidelands Trust leases down the Embarcadero, if that is, might be better managed from another place in the city. F is the Morro Bay Municipal Code and City Organization. This says to look at the municipal code and make sure the municipal code and our actual organization match each other. There's some items in the municipal code that that don't appropriately reflect how we're actually organized as a city. So you'll see a couple of these things in here where we're really taking off bites or taking bites of the municipal code a bit at a time to update them, refresh them, and make sure that they're accurate. Succession planning, we want to continue to do good succession planning in the city staff so that we're thinking about replacing great employees when they retire with other great employees, and in fact some are actually developed, and we're developing employees to be the best they can be. Harbor maintenance, we had some comments about this as well. This is another management partner's recommendation that said consider moving the harbor maintenance functions or having the public works maintenance division do harbor maintenance also. There's a separate, very small harbor maintenance function, really person, that's in the harbor department. GIS is to research and bring to you options for providing comprehensive geographic information system data. We would partner with we're already partnered with the county and the other cities in the county to do some of this, but we really should have one data source. And that's all customer facing. So that's where we hope to go with this. Employee wellness is to research and bring to you for consideration an employee wellness program, both for employee health and to reduce employee health care costs. Community resource connections, it's an important office. They do a wonderful work in our community, as you all know. The relationship with the city is sort of amorphous right now. We would like to work on that and bring that to you so we can establish what the relationship is between the City of Morro Bay and the Community Resource Connections Office. Employee health care options, we recommend removing this, but I think for a great reason. This was high on my priority list, I know on some of yours. Found out last month that the League of California Cities this year is doing work on a health care option that the league sets up instead of going through PERS. And so what we recommend is let's let the league do this work this year and develop what those options are, and then we can assess that against the existing options we have. And if we think neither of those are good, then next year we can look at our own option. But our sense is that being a rather small city, this is a great option to partner with the 400 cities that are part of the League of California Cities, and that might they will likely have a product that we would have trouble beating if we were working on our own or trying to develop partnerships on our own. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you. Noah, you want to lead us off?
Sure. A couple of quick comments on the discussion regarding the harbor departments and management partners. The way I see this is we talked about and analyzed other recommendations from management partners, we're following through with that list, and I think we need to at least consider the options, lay them out there so we can look at them, see what other ways there might be to conduct business, small refinements or larger that are listed here, and then make an informed decision with the community's input. And I don't see any reason not to follow through on that. It's been hanging around for a while now, and we've been working our way through the management partners list. This is one of the remaining ones that we haven't been able to discuss yet, but it's important for us to talk about it and then move on instead of avoiding it altogether. I think if we do that, we're just going to hear this question kind of lingering on into the future. So I'd like to see us have that discussion and then put it to rest. Regarding to Mr. Boyce's comment about us and being involved with homelessness and whether or not we're actually addressing those concerns, and I'd like to assure him and the community that we are, and the Community Resource Connections Office and our partnership there and support of that program is a good example of how we are taking that on and working through a really complicated issue that we're seeing some good progress with here in Morro Bay. The creek cleanup was another one where we were able to do that, take care of an important issue that had public health and safety and environmental implications, and handle it with compassion and be able to deal with it in a short time just recently. So I am very much in favor of us working with the Resource Connections Office to continue to refine that and make it even stronger. It's come a long way just in this last year, and I'd be happy to talk with you more about it after this meeting. And just lastly, I'm really excited to hear that the League is going to be helping to look into a larger global California statewide options for the health services. We may want to consider, not within the goals, but sending a letter, maybe perhaps outlining some of the things we'd hope they'd consider in their research, because I think we have some specialty expertise on the council with Dr. Heading, and some of the ideas we have talked about with employee wellness. And I'm sure the League would be receptive if we wanted to try to encourage and communicate to them what we'd like to see in a program. So that could be something we consider beyond just the goals here.
Great, Noah. Christine?
Yeah, thank you. I will just go backwards since it makes sense. I'm going to talk about Noah's comments. Yeah, the Community Resource Connections Office is a city-sponsored place where people of in any kind of need in the community can get find out about availability to resources. So they do support what they can do for folks who are living without walls, but also there's a great need in our community that even people who do have their own home, they're struggling to make it. So that office supports both of those groups, and there are a lot of things that are happening. But you got to come to the Sarah Bay Alliance for Care meeting. We'll tell you all about them. But I do think refining that relationship would be a good idea. We find sometimes it's a little awkward, but it was officially started by the city, so to be one thing, and then it kind of evolves. So we're going to, I think I appreciate it being on there to tighten it up. It shouldn't be a lot of work. The other comments are just about the harbor, the two items about the harbor. I mean, my understanding was, and I'll look for staff to confirm this, is that we had the big list of management partners recommendations, and we're working through them over the next 3 years, and this is the time when we're working on these two. We've spread them out between now, and I thought it was 2017 or 18. So that's what we've committed to doing. We paid money for that report. We got those recommendations, and we're working through each and every one to then, because it's on the list, just means it's on the list, and that's why it says MP Rec. So am I correct on that?
It's exactly right. We made a commitment not to bury any management partners' recommendations, but to research every one, to bring them to you, and let you make a decision. And so we're most of them we addressed this year, a few we're addressing this coming year, and a few are projected to look at next year.
Okay, yeah, so that's the timing of that. But it's always good to ask those questions from the public, because then it clarifies something that they might think is one thing when it's something else. So appreciate the public comment on that. That's all for this one. Thanks.
Matt.
Sure. First, I want to start off. Are 10A and 10C IT support and records management so diverse that they need to be separate? Because so much of it seems to me reading the records management will be integrated into that IT support, or should they be separate? That's a question.
They need to be separate.
Okay, no problem. I'd like to add into what has already been said about the harbor maintenance and lease management. And we have some specific funds here in town, and the Harbor Enterprise Fund is one of those. But in terms of the management partners investigation recommendation, let's see that through. We do, as our speakers have talked about and what's already been said, this is an important part of the town. So let's let that go forward and let the and see what the study records. Next, in terms of the compensation study, actually, K has been marked out. The reason it was marked out was because is that somehow linked to the compensation study of with employees?
So the current version is on the screen. K should, in the current version, K is the Resource Connections Office is not marked out. Which one? Yeah. So,
are you on 10?
Oh, I'm sorry.
So that's the wrong.
Yeah, I discovered that there was a misnumbering.
Okay, no problem.
And I renumbered. We had two Ks or something right before the meeting. So if we could refer to it by name, that'll help.
Thank you.
I will use the glasses and the microphone. So
sometimes not the glasses.
Maybe. And so in terms of the compensation study, is that so diverse from, or are we just going to include the health options to let that go out to see how the League of Cities goes? And then the compensation study, is that just naturally separate?
I think those need to be separate also, yes, sir.
Okay, no problem. Just in terms of seeing if we can take some of these things off the table. Okay, no problem. That's all my comments.
Okay, thank you. John, you want to go? And I'll follow at the end. Seems to be the way we do it.
So my overall comment would be contiguous with what you mentioned in the very beginning of the report on the objectives. When you stated that the draft had 100 discrete objectives, last year we had 73 and we needed to pare it down, so forth and so on. And this is a global statement as opposed to specifically any item that you've listed here with regard to improving city operations, but it relates directly to it, and that is this. What I see is a tremendous amount or a significant amount of work that needs to be done with regard to these objectives. And I want to make sure that you, as the CEO of the city, have adequate time on your hands to actually begin to or be able to think strategically and get away from or get out of the middle of the completion or the involvement in a lot of these direct objectives. You have great staff people that I know do great work, but I wonder if we're overtaxing our staff and our internal resources are adequate to be able to do what I'll consider to be, I'll state to be a good job, not because they can't do it, but because of the volume of the workload. So in essence, my concern is that it's twofold. One, that we be sure that we look at the internal organization to make sure that the resources are there to get done what we need to get done. And I know some of this will require outside consultants to help complete it. But two, if you or somebody in your staff doesn't have time to step back and not be involved in the day-to-day and strategically look at the city from 30,000 feet, then we suffer, I think. And so I just bring that up as a concern. I know I've directly aired it to you, but I wanted to publicly also air it as a concern of mine with regard to this. This is voluminous. This is a huge plan in my mind. And I appreciate the willingness of staff to move forward with this. And I'm proud of the stuff that has been completed to date, but also want to make sure that we're successful in the future. So resource management for me, the internal organization, looking at that, making sure that you're organized appropriately, have adequate staff, and have strategic time is the comment that I'm making. So thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay, Mr. Heading. Thank you. I just wanted to go a little bit backwards on this one. Item K, where we eliminated employee health care options. So based on something Councilmember Smuckler was commenting on and whether or not we send a letter, you know, I imagine the League of California is conducting this. We're going to be engaged in that. I guess my comment is if we were to leave this objective on there just to recognize that, hey, we want to be engaged and active and in the League of California's cities process on their health care option. So it doesn't necessarily mean we're going to research what it is for ours. It just means that, hey, we recognize what they're doing, and we're going to stay engaged. We're going to report back. If there needs to be a letter, if there needs to be some survey that we do, then we're there to do it. It seems like it's a common sense thing we would do. I don't know if we necessarily have to state it, but based on some of the comments of do we have to write a supportive letter, you know, I just wanted to kind of open that discussion there for a minute. And then before we get any kind of response, I just wanted to support all the items that were on here, including public comment to the particular lease management items and the harbor maintenance, and I appreciate the clarification on how that's come about. And just going through with the discussion, and in many cases, you know, it's going to inform us and validate what we have to make those decisions. So, you know, I don't know if you want to respond to my first question as far as whether or not employee health options should just stay on there, meaning that we're going to be active in the League of California Cities as they go through their investigation, and whether or not council has any comments on that.
Go ahead. You want his or him or me?
Yeah. Dave, if you want to respond.
I have a comment.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just assumed that D, when you do a compensation study, you're looking at benefits as well as monetary per-hour wages. And so maybe the wording could just be included that it's all-inclusive of wages, salaries, and benefits. And then that, I would assume, would involve anything the league would do and anything you might do internally to look at that. So would be my
any
comment.
Any other comments, Dave? Any other comments?
If we can discuss, if the staff can discuss that, the compensation study is a fairly discrete item, and it looks specifically at compensation, not at, and the health care item said let's look at options, other options for delivering better, more affordable health care. We will certainly stay engaged with the league, and if they, you know, I communicate with them regularly these things. So I guess what I'd say is I don't feel I need an objective that says stay engaged with the league on their
I would agree. Just throwing it
deal.
Out there.
Okay.
Okay. Any other further comments? Christine?
Yeah, thanks, I do. Since we have a little extra time, I just have a few things to... Yes? That's okay? We're still on goals. Okay,
yeah.
Great. I will be brief. Going back, before we send this back to staff again and have them come back, I just have a few things I noticed on the goals we didn't go over in such detail tonight. I wanted to bring them up.
Please.
Okay?
Please.
So under goal 2, improve streets, I thought we had... I'm still looking for a discussion with the community about a street financing options. And so when I see goal 2A, ballot initiative, that looks a little different than what I was expecting. So I'll tell you what I'm throwing out that I've thought about and get comments on. We might consider starting with a street summit like we have in the past. And then why not consider having that be a joint meeting between the Public Works Advisory Board and our Citizens Finance Committee? And have that be an open to the public meeting. Let's talk about streets again. Let's re-engage everyone. Let's talk about what we've done the last several years. It's a chance for staff to discuss project completion, our pavement management plan, how we've been trying to mobilize resources, and maybe restart that conversation to get everyone back on the same page and then move forward with some hard discussions about how do we pay for it, because pulling it from the general fund, that's not going to get us there. You know, and if we continue down the way we're going, we've got, you know, a finite amount of money, $500,000 every year. So I would just throw that out for discussion about that particular goal. That's all I have for 2, but then I have a few things another goal. Yeah, so
can we comment on 2 before you go to the next one?
Yeah, I just have a few things then after that, yeah.
I would support your comment. It's almost like we can combine a lot of that. I think for those that did experience the last street summit that we did a few years ago, it really did evolve, and there was a lot of things that came out of that. So I think that's a great nexus where, you know, we can just bring all those ideas together and all the questions, whether they're traffic calming, you know, the ballot initiative, financing, those types of things can kind of evolve out of that. I think it's a great way to get our community engaged. So I would be a supportive of that tactic myself. And those are my comments, John.
And I guess great minds think alike. That's the one that I had pulled as we were re-looking at the others that had been discussed. And I had written, as opposed to this specific funding mechanism, evaluate possible funding mechanisms for advancing the completion of city street infrastructure improvements. That leaves it wide open in terms of what you might use, not necessarily just this vehicle, but there may be other opportunities. And then I think there are a number of other capital projects that may well fall into a bigger funding mechanism that all of this can be rolled into as well. So I support exactly what you're saying. Thanks.
Noah?
I would agree.
Okay. Great. You have any?
Yeah, so okay. I'll
need some input from you because the streets financing item is not gone. In fact, it's scheduled to come to council in 6 weeks. So that's on our goals for this year, is to bring this financing decision. And so how we look forward to hearing from you offline and as an assembled council on what your vision is here, if you're saying stop all of those things and have a street summit or something else.
Well, this what I'm responding to is the broader role of the streets. And we've got streets here as a goal, again, but I would like to re-engage. What I'm suggesting is we re-engage our community in that discussion. We can still hear from the Citizens Finance Committee in 6 weeks. When that is scheduled, they've been working hard on presenting something to us. We can discuss that, and then we can still, moving forward, talk about doing another street summit, because then we'll have information that preliminary information that they have presented to us through their work in the Citizens Finance Committee, and then we can have an open discussion about where we go from here. So if we're looking toward next steps, then I would suggest we don't change the current schedule for the current discussion of the finance committee, but we look to broaden it moving forward. So this would be something, the street summit, I think we need to do. I think it's been 2 years since we did it. I'm
pretty close
guessing, but you know, That's what I'm bringing up. But that's why I'm bringing it up, too, because I feel as though I think this is still really on people's minds. Our streets are still hanging out there, along with the WRF. I mean, these are the WRF and the general plan update, these are giant projects. And, you know, we need to work on them together. And we're able to, but I think it'd be good to get the community reengaged again in streets. Okay.
Great.
Yeah. So we can talk about it moving forward. So question under goal 6, food trucks. I'm just wondering the source of that. Talking about research and bring to council changing the code to allow food trucks.
So as we've worked with special event organizers throughout the community, they've noted that we currently have in our code any prohibition related to food trucks, period, in the city. And so what this goal speaks to, or this objective, excuse me, speaks to is perhaps amending that code section or looking into that specifically related to special events, so that when they do have food vendors, food trucks would also be able to be a part of that.
Okay, so they're bringing outside food in any way, but they're not doing it in the form of a truck.
They correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand. Okay, thanks for the clarification. While we're on that, and then I just have a few things that are okay. Mm-hmm. And then what I would like to just make a comment and to see about council comments on it too. Well, actually, these two are easy. Creek maintenance, we talked about, well, not easy, but I don't think it's going to require a lot of discussion. We spent a lot of time and effort cleaning our creek, and maybe it's already rolled into work plans in the future, but I was just wondering, you know, where will it sit in the future, maintaining the condition to be as healthful as possible so that we don't have to do what we did recently. So I don't know where that fits in or whose desk it will land on, but just kind of thinking about how we move forward to ensure that regular maintenance happens. And then I know that this is probably coming back, but just wanted to clarify, the sign ordinance will come to us before the end of this fiscal year. Okay. And then I would like to just throw out that while I don't necessarily think it needs an objective, I would like to just throw out the idea of having a fireworks discussion at a upcoming Rec and Parks Commission meeting, because I think that every time we do it, there's always this discussion that still kind of hangs out there, and I'd really like to engage the community and hear what they have to say about fireworks. I mean, we
have had them here this year, but they weren't on the 4th of July. So some people wonder, well, why not? Why are we having them in October? There are a lot of reasons where one month is different than another. Who pays for them? How that's happened? Because the reason I bring it up is because when I did volunteer for the 4th of July committee, we had quite a bit of residents who wanted fireworks. I mean, we raised a lot of money from people in this community who supported fireworks. And has that shifted in some way because they prefer to see them in October rather than not in July? What's the best season for this? What's the least impactful season for our wildlife, if there is one? Could this community come up with a deal, once a year we have fireworks and that's that? Or do we never want them? Or do we want them whenever we want them? So I guess I would just like to find out, how much does our community want fireworks? And then separate it from, what do we want to provide for guests?
And just to follow up on that, related to an upcoming RPC meeting, it might be better, we're going to be bringing to you as part of the mid-year budget a proposal for a quality of life survey called the National Citizen Survey. It'll be a scientifically valid survey of our community. It might be a really, really good opportunity to ask that question so that we have that data prior to a community discussion. So maybe we hold off a little bit until we're able to get the survey data.
Yeah, I just would like to hear other points of view on that, because I do feel like it comes up a lot. And it often actually distracts from the great events that we do produce, because people are just distracted by the fact that they do or do not have fireworks. So I just wonder I'm mentioning it because it ended up coming to us from public comment, but I think it happens all the time that we do events. Okay, so wondering actually specifically what council thinks about that too. But yeah, I would agree that we should wait till we have more data.
Yeah.
But
and I'm totally happy to bring it to RPC. I agree with you. It's a big discussion, and it should happen. There should probably be some resolution to it.
Yeah.
The data part's important.
Exactly. I would agree with that timing. Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
Any further comments on that as objective, or just would it just be as simple to do a future agenda item and that's going to be addressing it?
I think it's sort of covered in the event planning portion, and we could just put further words in there.
Fireworks discussion. Yeah.
I just don't want to see it dropped entirely.
Okay. So if we can include that in the events planning and coordinating a fireworks discussion, is that going to...
I will defer to staff on that, where they think it fits. If we all want to talk about it, about it.
It's one of those discussions that would be nice to address.
What I heard was at least have the discussion at RPC level. Mm-hmm. So maybe a good way to address this is as we work on the advisory board work plans, that the council could include that on the work plan for the RPC for this year.
Okay, that'd be great.
That sounds great. Thank you. Okay, that's great. A good way.
Okay. Any further comments?
Just a reminder for Christine's comment. There is a number, goal 5C, the Finance Committee review. After the first year, there will be a review of their roles and responsibilities. And so right now they have a work plan. And part of that work plan does not include what you had mentioned. However, there will be a discussion, since I'm the liaison with them, regarding the possibility of macro financing. So I will be sure to bring that to them.
I thought you meant they were going to talk about fireworks.
No. Going back to your last comment. Fireworks.
Okay.
Taking care of it.
With that, we'll have a chance to adjourn just prior to the upcoming council meeting. But I just want to closing comment on all the objectives. And as this comes back to us, we've all made some comments on, we have a lot of objectives on here. So perhaps when we come back and revisit this, we could look for priorities and actually maybe just have discussion on, this is our threshold, so we've got all these objectives, and if we're looking through all these goals, all the objectives and all these goal categories, we can look at it from a capacity and threshold standpoint of really a realistic view of what we can do this year, and maybe address some of our comments on, what can we really bite off in a year? And so I'd like to at least get some discussion on that when we come back.
I appreciate that. I appreciate Dr. Hedding's comments. And the staff has done a first check on that, but we're going to do a second check now that we are pretty close to a final draft list. And the discussion that we had yesterday afternoon on each one of these things, I looked whoever the staff member was in the eye and said, can you do this year? And some of the things we pulled off based on that, some of them we still got concerns about. And so as this comes back to you at council next time, I owe you that on the staff resources, the time resources. And to this question, if this was all we had to do, it'd be great, easy. The problem is we need to run the city at the same time. So there's a whole lot of day-to-day things, creek maintenance and all the normal day-to-day things that we're doing, most of these objectives are above and beyond sort of things, and that's why we need to talk about, it's a wonderful objective, how about next year?
Great.
So we will bring that to you.
Okay, great. And with that, unless there's any closing comments, we can adjourn our study session.
Just one last comment. If you want to remove 12 of them, goal one, develop new wharf. You've restated the plan that's been developed by your project manager, and why we need to restate it in the goals, I don't know, but just FYI, it's redundant.
Okay. With that, we'll adjourn our study session meeting, and we'll take a short recess and come back at 6 o'clock for our regular city council meeting.